It's 7:04. Good morning. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski. The annual point-in-time homelessness count is today, and crews nationwide are trying to determine how many people don't have reliable access to shelter. Greater Lafayette's count is a little different than some, and WBAA's Emily Seiberg has been out with the counters this morning. She's live in downtown Lafayette with more. Emily?
And across Indiana today, the point-in-time count is happening. So again, that's a federally mandated count of the homeless population in a given area. Volunteers head out to find and survey sheltered and unsheltered homeless members in their community. That's what they call a snapshot. And the most important question is, where did you sleep last night? And the data from the event helps track homelessness locally and nationally. So we started our morning here at Pete's Diner in downtown Lafayette, headed over to the garden at St. John's and talked with a woman who'd been sleeping outside for the past several nights. And for the past hour, we have been at Lafayette Urban Ministry catching people as they come out of that shelter. But it's about more than collecting numbers here in Lafayette. It's really looked on as an opportunity for outreach. People are given food bags, bags of small essentials. They're sent to a designated space where they can get a hot meal, talk to a caseworker, and get connected to services, even get a haircut. They're hoping to build connections here that last past this one day, this one point in time. Live from downtown Lafayette, I'm Emily Seiberg with WBAA News.
And days after West Lafayette's Unitarian Universalist Church was vandalized with posters bearing threatening language, the community gathered last evening to show unity. As WBAA's Charlotte Tuggle reports, many say it's just the first step to prevent such threats in the future.
Government officials condemned those responsible for the racist and homophobic language by calling it cowardly behavior and an act of attention seeking. Religious leaders praised the community, and some spoke of the familiarity of the type of attack. Still, Christopher Hagerty, who's on the board of directors for the local activist group Greater Lafayette Indivisible, says he recognizes that hate speech has a pattern of showing up in Greater Lafayette.
A lot of people were saying, this isn't the community we know, but for a lot of people of color and gay people, this is the community that we know. This is, you know, something that we've seen quite a bit.
Hagerty says more marginalized groups should be given a louder voice in the conversations the city needs to be having, ones about racism, sexism, and homophobia. Lafayette resident Lori Morris says if she were face-to-face with whoever posted the sign, have a conversation is exactly what she'd do.
We don't have to love each other 100%, but we certainly do have to live in a civilized society, and this is heading in the wrong direction for that.
Other action items discussed, including passing the proposed bias crimes bill now before the Indiana General Assembly, and the importance of voting, all proposed as tangible ways threats like the one posted outside the church Sunday could be fought. At the end of the event, church officials asked that everyone sign a new banner to be posted outside, adorned with words of equality and hope. For WBAA News, I'm Charlotte Tuggle.
In sports news, the Purdue women's basketball team fell last evening 75-61 to Nebraska. Andreana Keys had 14 points in the loss. The men's basketball team, ranked third in the country, plays number 25 Michigan at home this evening at 7 o'clock at Mackey Arena. In weather, mostly sunny skies today, a high expected in the middle 40s. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow evening, a 50% chance of showers with a low in the lower 40s. Then a slight chance of rain Saturday with a high in the low 50s. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.